The score was 1-0 at half-time. It was 2-0 at full-time. And Tottenham taking an amazing win over Chelsea. And to tell us more about it, Darren Lewis from The Mirror in the UK joins us. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning to you, Tony.
Good game?
Very good game. Very impressive performance from Spurs. Because you mentioned a second ago how big this game was. And over here, lots of people expected Chelsea top the EPL to stretch their winning streak to 14 consecutive matches. It would have set a new record for a single season. Arsenal did it over two seasons between February, I think, and November, correct me if I'm wrong, in 2009. But this would be in a single season. And as far as Chelsea were concerned, they were scoring goals for fun. Defensively, they were fantastic. Antonio Conte, their Italian coach that they recruited in the summer, had been doing a superb job with a group of players that looked a shambles when they were beaten by 3-0 by Arsenal on September the 24th. He's absolutely turned them around. And they could have gone 8 points clear at the top of the EPL. Now that gap has been reduced by Spurs, and now the chasing pack, they've got a really good chance of reeling them in.
And everyone, I think, should be sending letters of congratulations to Tottenham for doing that, because what it has meant, as you said, is now Liverpool only 5 points behind Chelsea, Tottenham themselves 7 points behind with Manchester City, and Arsenal sitting in top five, only 8 points behind. So a couple of things go their way, and as we start to get into this packed period of championship games and the like for teams, anything can really happen.
Well, indeed, I would imagine a crate of champagne's on its way from both sides of Manchester and from N5 in London, home of Arsenal, because I think as far as they are concerned, they have been given a glimmer of hope. They have all been inconsistent. Chelsea are the ones who have been very consistent. There were signs, you know, Tony, in the win that they had over Stoke at home on the weekend. Stoke scored twice. Although Chelsea were impressive in scoring four, Stoke managed to find a way through past a team that had conceded only twice in their previous 12 games. And so maybe there were signs in that performance that there were a few chinks in the armour to be got at. And tonight, Dele Alli, who's now scored 2 goals in each of his last 3 games, has managed to find that chink and exploit it. Let's not take anything away from Chelsea. They have been brilliant. And I think during this month, where the transfer window is wide open here in England, Antonio Conte will go out and spend more money on more players to come in and strengthen his side. But Spurs have shown that they are coming. They move into third now. They leapfrog Arsenal, who were very poor last night. Yes, you can say they came back from 3-0, but they're up against a side ninth in the EPL, only got into the EPL last season. A side with Arsenal's resources should be doing far better. Spurs have leapfrogged them, and in fourth place in the EPL now, sorry, fifth place, Manchester City, who also spent huge amounts of money during the summer. They too are struggling. Spurs are doing much better. They, Liverpool and Chelsea, are the most consistent teams in the EPL so far, and they are the ones occupying the first 3 places.
Yeah, they certainly are. Darren, isn't it fantastic that we're talking about a young kid from Milton Keynes Dons who's a national hero for 24 hours?
Well, you know, Tony, it's really good that you mention it, because it's what football is all about. Last season, we saw the big fairy tale at Leicester. Jamie Vardy, yeah. Footballer of the Year, the player who came from Fleetwood, right down at the bottom of the English football pyramid, managed to he lived the dream, didn't he? He managed to shoot Leicester to the
correct
title. He's playing Champions League football this season. And then you'd look at Dele Alli, a player who only a few years ago was playing for Milton Keynes Dons in the third tier of English football, and it helped them into the second tier. And he'd been picked up from grassroots. He wasn't an exotic player from Italy, France, Spain, or wherever else. He'd come from the lower leagues. He'd made it into the top division. And he'd confirmed the faith that the club had had in him, because he had a great eye for goal. He'd learned how to look after himself through playing against older, more experienced players who really did rough him up down in the lower leagues. And he can handle himself in the top division too. But most importantly, as you say, he can score goals. And he is proving to be pivotal in this title race, because if Harry Kane doesn't score, Dele Alli does, and I think that's the reason why Spurs have a fantastic chance of winning the title this season.
Yeah, exactly right, and he comes with a good pedigree too. He had made the England under 17, under 18, under 19 teams, and also made a senior, has played a senior game for England as well. So he's not unknown.
No, he's not. And you know what's interesting? I mean, there's a huge debate over here about Wayne Rooney, who has been a fantastic servant for England. I've said for some time that we are, I'm sure you must have a comparable situation with the Socceroos over there, but over here in England, you know, debating time and again, we get to major championships or major tournaments. Wayne Rooney, should he be in, should he be out? Wayne Rooney now has had his time. He's had a number of major tournaments. He's failed to impress on the world stage. It is time to build a team around Dele Alli, somebody who's got a fantastic understanding with Harry Kane. They can transfer that from the club level to international level, and somebody who scores goals from deep. We need that kind of dynamic player, that kind of serial thriller playing at the highest level, because Rooney's had a fantastic innings. He's a record-breaking scorer for England all time, and he'll probably break the record for Manchester United. But he has had his time, Tony. And you talk about Alli making it all the way through the senior levels. Now it's time for him to get his head, because he's shown at club level that he can score goals at the highest level. Let him do the same stage on the international stage. I think he will impress a few people. And I think once he does get his head, he will keep Rooney out of the side for good.
Big weekend of FA Cup action coming up this weekend, and some really interesting matches. And one that I'm really looking forward to seeing is Manchester United and Reading. I mean, Manchester United, they're in sort of that no man's land at the moment, aren't they? And to drop this game, I reckon it'd be a massive body blow for them.
Yes, it would. What helps Manchester United going into this game? You talk about the no-man's land. Just to confirm, they've got 39 points, they're sixth in the EPL, 3 points off the top four. They've had to win a number of games just to get within touching distance of the top four, but they are now poised to strike if any of the teams in the top four, City are fourth. City are fourth, yeah. Arsenal are fifth, and United are sixth. They can strike now if City or Arsenal drop any more points. But what helps them going into this game is that they've got a big squad of some very, very talented players, not all of whom can get a game. And I think quite a few of those players will be playing against Reading at the weekend. It must be said, Reading are managed by Jaap Stam, who was an outstanding Dutch defender for Manchester United in his time, one of the best I've seen that the club have had. He's gone to Reading and he's turned a struggling team into a very, very solid, defensively well-organised outfit who are very, very much challengers for promotion to the EPL. It's been a real surprise. But the job he's done there, Tony, is so good that lots of people have already been talking about Jaap Stam for a bigger job in English football. And I don't think it will be too long before he gets one, because Reading, they were just drifting, basically. They've had a number of coaches. They were okay, but not all that. And since he's gone there, they've been one of the toughest sides to beat in the second tier of English football. I do think Jaap Stam will get them up to the first. And I think he'll give us a glimpse at the weekend of just how good and well-organised he is. I don't think this will be easy for United. I think it'll be a very tricky fixture indeed.
Had so much more I want to ask you, Darren, but unfortunately we're running out of time. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it. And let's hope the Spurs momentum continues.
Indeed, I'm sure we'll be talking about them in the near future.
Good on you, mate. Thanks. Darren Lewis from The Mirror in the UK joining us for a chat. We'll take a break. Back with Mark Allen just a tick.